Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we get closer and closer to yet another great day. That will be Tuesday, November 8th. That's the election day. With so much at stake, the control of the Senate, the control of the House of Representatives, the direction of the country, we will help to determine that with our voting. Is there a clear trend in how things are going? Is it going as most people have expected all along toward Republicans? Has the party out of power when you have three-quarters of America who say they don't like the direction of the country, who say that we're headed in the wrong direction? When you have that kind of dissatisfaction with our leadership, it's hard to imagine how Joe Biden gets a vote of confidence. We will be talking about this with Jonathan Allen, who has been traveling the country, about some of the races, well, that could even bring a surprise. One of those races that this made the New York Times today. I couldn't believe it. New York Times tends to be a very Democratic paper. But in the New York Times, they have an article about the latest polling in New York State, where it shows that Lee Zeldin, the indefatigable but definitely underdog Republican candidate for governor of New York, has drawn within 10 points of Kathy Hochul, who had taken over the governorship after Chris Cuomo. No, it's not Chris Cuomo. It's Andrew Cuomo. Let's keep the Cuomo straight. After Andrew Cuomo resigned. Within 10 points, they are talking now, if there is a red wave that develops, is it even possible that New York could give us a Republican governor for the first time since George Pataki, for goodness sake? Possible. Is it worth hoping for? Well, Republicans are hoping for an Oregon flip. The front runner, Christine Drazen, is a Republican member of the legislature. It's a three-way gubernatorial race. And now they are pouring astounding money into races for the Oregon legislature. That is, Republicans hoping to flip at least the state Senate to the GOP. It would be the first time in 20 years. We'll be talking about all of that with Jonathan Allen coming up. We're also going to talk with John Yoo about the hearings yesterday by the January 6th committee and the invitation. Well, it's not just an invitation. It's a command. It's a subpoena. We'll be talking with Professor John Yoo of University of California at Berkeley about why Trump might actually get the best of the entire situation by, yes, agreeing to a subpoena, and why that would actually help his cause in many people's estimation as he tries to negotiate for another run for the presidency. We'll also be speaking to Paul Kengor, the director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, about the weirdest U.S. Senate candidate ever and the secret of one of his obscured tattoos. He has a lot of tattoos. One of them is just a big black rectangle which crossed out a previous tattoo that said what? And no, it was not a former girlfriend. And we'll also be speaking with an investigative filmmaker who has done a lot of good work in the past and has a most recent film actually attempts to track down the real location of Mount Sinai, which is referenced so prominently in the Bible. There's no consensus really at all as to where it was. So we'll get to some of the latest research, which actually could change the way that people look at this biblical narrative altogether. We'll be getting to that also on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's another story, which it's terrible when these things become routine, but it's a story from last night. And headline in the Washington Post, teenager in custody after five killed in Raleigh shooting. This is a capital city, Raleigh, North Carolina, where a 15-year-old male, 15 years old, opened fire in an eastern Raleigh neighborhood yesterday afternoon, killing at least five people and leaving multiple people wounded in what remains a two-mile crime scene. It was hours before they apprehended him. He was took 5 hours before they took the suspect into custody. He was seriously wounded. He may have been wounded by his own hand. He has not been identified yet. We don't know yet what the motivation, if any, was. A handgun and a long gun were both recovered after the shooting, the authorities say, during which the suspect wore camouflage, and he carried a camouflage backpack, according to the investigation. One of the victims who was killed was an off-duty police officer, Gabriel Torres, who was 29, who was on his way to work. There is another police officer, a K-9 officer, who suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. The suspect was also being treated, is in critical condition, the police confirmed today. Police did not say what kind of gun was used or how the suspect might have obtained it, but an eyewitness speaking to local news channel WRAL described the suspect as carrying a long-barreled shotgun and dressed in camouflage while wearing a camouflage backpack. The President Biden waited till the victims were identified yesterday, and then he issued a statement expressing his and First Lady Jill Biden's condolences and said his administration was working closely with Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, touting, this is from the Washington Post, touting the bipartisan gun control law he signed in June. Biden decried the ongoing scourge of U.S. mass shootings and once again called for an assault weapons ban, saying, enough. Well, they don't even know for sure this is what would be called a short weapon that was used here. What is amazing about this is that 5 hours on the loose, five people dead. Do you know how many mass shooting incidents they have had so far this year? And they count a mass shooting as an incident where at least four people are victimized, are either shot or killed, not including the shooter. So I'm surprised at the number, but the number is, according to the Gun Violence Archive, 532 so far this year. So it's close to two a day. I mean, mass shootings in the country? In North Carolina, there were 1,699 deaths from firearms in 2020. That's about 16 for every 100,000 people. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are 20 states with higher death rates than North Carolina. The idea that crime is out of control... first of all, the idea that President Biden touted the gun control law that was successfully passed, which was a moderate law, okay, that didn't stop this. That hasn't visibly reduced the levels of violence. What could? Is it right to hold the government or the leadership of the Democratic Party, which controls our federal government, is it right to hold them responsible for the crime rate, which is out of control? And it's not just mass shootings. A lot of it is just random crimes like shoplifting without penalty. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The MedVed Show will try to bring you the information as soon as they identify this 15-year-old who killed five of his fellow Americans in a what appears to be a random shooting over 2 miles. Part of it was a greenway. It was sort of a suburban trail in East Raleigh. And Raleigh, by the way, if people haven't been there, North Carolina is a beautiful state. And Raleigh's a very attractive and dynamic city, and this is horrible. I mean, just 15 years old. And that, of course, brings up yesterday we talked about Edmonds, Washington, which is another lovely city. Really, it is. And where there was a student who was arrested, he's currently being held on $800,000 bond, who had brought a gun into school. He's a gang member. And he had brought a gun into Edmonds Woodway High School. And some of the fellow students, doing exactly what you're supposed to do, went to the administration and said that the still unidentified young man has a gun in school. So the student, I mean, the assistant superintendent said that what the students passed on about him having a gun in school was very nonspecific, but enough information to give the school cause to bring in the suspect and talk to him. So they talked to him, and they searched his backpack. But he had the gun hidden in his shorts. He was wearing shorts underneath his pants, and he had the gun there. It was a Glock. And, again, the school didn't take any immediate action. They didn't call the cops until after he was interviewed in the principal's office, and they searched his backpack, and then they sent him back into school. And the school took no further action until about 1 p.m. That's when a third student came to the administrators and told them the suspect told him that the school staff, hadn't found it because he had it near his waist crotch area. The documents say the student believed the suspect was talking about a gun. It was then at 1:11 p.m. that the school finally called 911. And then within 4 minutes, officers arrived at the school. Well, good for the Edmonds Police Department. But the reluctance to call the police on something like this, when you have multiple students reporting, hey, Johnny over there, I don't know that's his name, we don't know his name. But the idea that after two early reports about a gun, he was not kept in the office and police not called then and there to further check the story. The superintendent says, this is a, we can look back and say hindsight is 2020 moment, said Schwab. We made a judgment call. It was a lousy judgment. And look, the people who at one time or another endorsed the idea of defunding the police, that this was what we needed, and you may remember if you go back to the immediate aftermath of the George Floyd murder, there were all kinds of prominent people, leading Democrats. Oh, yeah, defund the police. We have to cut back their funding. And that is, honest to goodness, it's very, very rare in American political life where you have a point of view that is just utterly discredited and thrown on the ash heap of history, and where no one takes that position now. And Republicans are right to be pinning the position on Democrats who once went along with it and actually did cut back police budgets in Seattle, in Portland dramatically. And it's disastrous. Joe Scarborough actually had something to say about this. And yes, of course, crime is going to be a big issue, and it should be a big issue. It should be a big issue in the election, because the support for tougher, better financed, more rewarded, more supported police services is a desperate need in this country. The Joe Scarborough spoke about it on his show, and about why crime is going to be one of the deciding issues in this election. This is Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, clip 12.
If you're a Democrat, you need to be concerned. All of the murders, the chaos in the city. You know, our CIA buddy, Mark, guy with a long last name that starts with P. Yeah, he's been most dangerous parts of the world in the CIA. Yep. He now drives around with Philly cops. They're demoralized. Said he fears for his life more in Philadelphia than he ever did in the most dangerous parts of Afghanistan. And why does this matter? Not because of downtown Philadelphia, because downtown Philadelphia is going to go Democratic. It always does. But the Philly suburbs that have been breaking Democratic right now, they're starting to feel like New Yorkers felt in 88, 89. It is chaos there. It doesn't matter what the DA says. Let him go out to Bucks County and explain how everything is safe and wonderful in Philly. It's going to impact this race. I don't know if Oz wins, but it's going to keep it a lot closer than it should be.
Okay. Look, it certainly is going to keep it a lot closer than it should be for people who think that that John Fetterman should win. John Fetterman has a record as a member leader of the parole board. He's lieutenant governor of the state. And he has all the time been in favor of letting people out of custody early. And they do re-offend. And he's an extraordinarily weird guy. How weird we will cover later in the show with Paul Kangor, who's written a fascinating piece about the weirdest U.S. Senate candidate of all time. And here's a local story from Philadelphia, my hometown. My parents moved from Philly when I was six, but I have very, very vivid memories. I used to go back for summer camp and to visit my grandma, my Oma. It's a local story about Wawa, which are beloved convenience stores, and they have Wawa milk, and they have, in the Philly area, they're closing some locations of Wawa convenience stores. Why? Listen, this is clip 11. We will actually get to clip 11 later on. We have coming up Jonathan Allen, who is senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He's been traveling the country listening to people and trying to talk to people about what is driving their concerns in this election. And is there a discernible tide that is flowing either in a Republican or a Democratic direction? Which way do we want to change the country? What are the issues, if any, on which there is anything like consensus? We will get to that coming right up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
GM says it'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jonathan Allen is a senior national politics reporter for NBC News. We've started working with him after he came on to talk about his great book, Lucky, which is the story about how it is that Joe Biden got to be president of the United States. Right now, Joe Biden facing the very great likelihood that at least one House of Congress will turn from Democratic to Republican. That would be the House of Representatives. John has a new piece where there's actually some agreement between Mehmet Oz, the Republican nominee for Senate in Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden on a very controversial subject, but we will be discussing that in moments from now. John, I want to ask you generally, you've been monitoring this as closely as anybody. We're now, what is it, 3 weeks away, not even. And is there, as you're traveling the country and you're talking to people and you're actually tasting those grassroots, is there a sense that you have of a wave going in any direction? Or is this just a very divided, unpredictable country and an unpredictable election?
That's a great question, Michael. And I think the short answer is we don't appear to be looking at a big wave, and we may see some cross currents. So, and what I mean by that is it's possibly going to see different results in some of these swing states, particularly at the Senate and gubernatorial levels. But I think, you know, it would be very shocking at this point if Republicans didn't pick up a significant number of seats in the House, not just enough to win a majority, but enough to pad it a little bit.
And for the Senate, they say that there are three Senate seats that are likely to determine the final outcome. The seats in Nevada and in Pennsylvania and in Georgia. First of all, do you agree with that analysis?
Yes, I think those are the three races that seem to be the closest, and where you could see, you know, a small change between now and Election Day really affecting the outcome.
And in terms of those small changes, there was a poll yesterday that showed that in Georgia, at least, that Herschel Walker had been damaged a little bit by all of the recent publicity, and that I believe that Pastor Warnock had about a 7-point lead. Do you think they're supposed to be debating tonight, right?
That's right. There's a debate scheduled for tonight in Savannah. You know, I'm not shocked that the recent news about Herschel Walker would be detrimental to him. There's an interesting dynamic that has really taken hold of our politics over time, and it's particularly acute in Senate races, which is that if the attention is on you in one of those races, you tend to do worse. You know, these have become contests for who the worst alternative is, and rejecting that worst alternative rather than who would be the best person to represent a state. At least that's what voters seem to be responding to. And so if you have a spate of bad news stories, it really can affect you.
Well, by that measure, we've been hearing a lot more nationally, at least, about John Fetterman than about Dr. Oz. That should be good news for Dr. Oz, right?
Yeah, generally speaking, I would say that's the case. For a long time, Fetterman was off the campaign trail entirely, and yet the news revolved around him being off the campaign trail. So he still managed to be in the headlines, not necessarily for what he would want to be in the headlines for, for months as he's been recovering from his stroke. My colleague Dasha Burns interviewed John Fetterman Friday a week ago, and that interview aired earlier this week. She did a sit-down interview with Dr. Oz just yesterday, and that interview has been rolling out on NBC all day today. And so, we've gotten a better look at both of those candidates. I wrote the print versions of her story with her, and watched those interviews and read the transcripts about six times each.
Okay, so how do you explain something like this? This is a brand new poll, Emerson College poll from Ohio, which shows a dead heat between J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan. J.D. Vance, the Republican, the author of Hillbilly Elegy, and Tim Ryan, longtime 10-term congressman, Democrat, moderate Democrat, he says. In any event, it's 46% to 45%. And at the same time in Ohio, the Republican governor, Mike DeWine, is winning by 14 points over the mayor of Dayton, Nan Whaley. How do you explain the fact that DeWine is making this a landslide, and J.D. Vance, who certainly gotten a lot of attention, glamorous candidate, successful author, strongly supported by President Trump, why is he having such a tough time?
Well, I think there are two answers, and we're seeing this actually happen in a few different states. So you mentioned Ohio. A similar dynamic is going on with the Republicans in Georgia, where Governor Brian Kemp looks to be on his way to re-election. But Herschel Walker, as you mentioned before, is trailing Raphael Warnock in the polls. And then in Pennsylvania, from a partisan viewpoint, it flips, and you've got Josh Shapiro, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, running well ahead of the Democratic Senate candidate, John Fetterman. Fetterman and Oz are pretty close together. Fetterman's led in every poll, but most of them are within the margin of error. Shapiro looks like he's going to win pretty easily. So I think there are two things at work here. One is the candidates matter, and two, I think there's a certain percentage of the Republican Party that is very comfortable with Republicans who embrace some aspects of Trumpism, but are not comfortable with the hand-picked candidates of Donald Trump, meaning in these cases, J.D. Vance, Mehmet Oz, and Herschel Walker. And so, I think that's become an issue, that there are, I don't know exactly what the share of that Republican set is, and it's probably a little different in each state, but it's enough to keep those Senate races pretty tight.
Okay, can you hang on for a moment, and maybe we can take a look at the House and how many seats the Republicans are likely to capture. They only need five to take control of the House of Representatives and to make Kevin McCarthy the new Speaker of the House. Farewell to Nancy Pelosi. And also the idea of the hearings yesterday. Is that going to have any impact? I know there are some who believe that by turning attention to Trump, that will help Democrats, because the whole idea of the very first move, or one of the first moves that the Republicans are likely to take, is to cancel the rest of the select committee, regardless of where they stand with their work or the subpoena that they're going to be issuing to President Trump. We will continue that conversation and also maybe look ahead for just a moment to the way things are shaping up for 2024 with Jonathan Allen, his book about the Biden campaign, which talks about the good luck that made it possible for Joe Biden to actually win. That book is called Lucky, and it's posted at our website. Jonathan Allen, senior national politics reporter for NBC News. And what about the big issue of crime that Republicans are more and more trying to emphasize, and the issue of abortion, which the Democrats are pushing almost monochromatically? Coming up. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny, or worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot, costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jonathan Allen has a couple of recent pieces that seem to be pointing in the opposite directions. The Democrats trying to preempt the GOP's soft-on-crime attacks. Jonathan Allen writes from NBC, where he's a national politics reporter, it may not work. At the same time, Dr. Oz says he supports Biden on marijuana pardons, and opposes federal mandatory minimum prison sentences. Wait a minute. I thought, particularly when you're running against John Fetterman, who has all those controversial parole board decisions and seems to be very vulnerable on the crime issue, wouldn't Dr. Oz want to look tougher on crime and maybe not follow the marijuana pardons, which, by the way, don't apply to a single human being who is imprisoned for marijuana possession? There's no one in federal prison, not one, for that particular crime. So what's the deal? What does Dr. Oz gain by supporting Biden on that issue?
That's a great question, Michael. I think what he gains is to prevent Fetterman from having an edge on an issue, you know, where the politics have really changed over the decades. What Oz said was that he doesn't believe that if you have a simple possession conviction that you should have that work against you in the future in terms of having to put down on your employment if you're applications that you're a convicted felon and things like that. And so I think it was an issue where Fetterman might have sought an advantage with some Pennsylvanians, and, you know, this takes it off the table. The other thing that Oz said that I thought was fascinating was that he opposes federal mandatory minimum sentences, which I think puts him as a bit of an outlier among Republicans. All of it has the effect, I think, of tacking a little bit to the center, at a time when he's still trying to get over the hump in terms of, a slight polling disadvantage right now.
Okay, in terms of the congressional races, I mean, I was watching the hearings yesterday, and Elaine Luria, she has a very tough race in Virginia. She's one of those endangered Democrats. Do you think it will make a very big difference in terms of the policies in the last 2 years of Joe Biden's term? That it would make a very big difference if the Republicans control the House by 10 seats instead of 25, say? And both seem to be possible.
I don't think it makes much of a difference at all. What we've seen in the House over the years is that even with a small minority, and small majority, even sometimes especially with a small majority, there can be a real unifying effect around the need to not lose any votes. But what's most important about that is that Republicans control the agenda in the House, meaning Biden is not going to be able to get things to the floor without the Republican speaker wanting them to be on the floor, regardless of whether he's got the votes, behind him or not. And so it is a night and day experience for the Democrats with in particular regard to the House changing hands. They go from having a body that is willing to pass effectively whatever the White House wants, or certainly what Speaker Pelosi wants, to one where they get no traction and don't control the agenda.
And, okay, this is kind of an open-ended question, but you've been following all this as closely as anyone in the country. And in terms of wild cards, something's going to happen on Election Day that no one expects. In fact, I would guess there'll be at least five elections that turn out that way that no one predicted, that this is just a shockaroo. What are some of the possibilities in that sphere?
Well, that's a great question. If I knew them today, they wouldn't be such shocks on Election Day, but you're right. You know, typically what you look for is, a veteran member of Congress that's been put into a new district and the voters don't really know them as well, and they haven't done their, homework in terms of going back and meeting with constituents. You can think in the past of, a longtime Congressman Jim Oberstar of Minnesota losing his race after 30 years. I want to say that was about a decade ago. Where people just haven't really paid attention. There are a couple of sort of, Senate outliers. The Republicans had been at one point very high on their candidate in Colorado, a guy by the name of O'Day. And then the Democrats are high on their candidate in North Carolina, Beasley. If either one of those seats changed hands from Democrat to Republican in Colorado or Republican to Democrat in North Carolina, I think those would qualify as huge surprises.
We have been fascinated up here in the Northwest. There's actually a Republican running ahead, Christine Drazen, to be governor of Oregon in a three-way race, where there's a former, or actually it's a current Democratic state senator who's running as an independent for governor, who's running third. But with all of that, we believe Tiffany Smiley, who's been running a great campaign here in the state of Washington, where I live, and Patty Murray has been senator since the earth cooled. She's running for her sixth term. She's been a U.S. senator since Tiffany Smiley was 11 years old. And there's some polling, not all the polling, but there's some polling that shows it's within the margin of error. You think that would be an attention-getting surprise?
Michael, we're old enough to remember 1992 as the year of the woman, when Patty Murray was elected to the Senate along with several other women. And it's sort of a kind of a new thing. I mean, there have been women senators before, but never so many of them. I think if Tiffany Smiley wins, that would be a big surprise. The Republicans have been high on her. I think if you watch her, she's a compelling candidate, and would not stand out in the Senate as somebody who wasn't capable of doing the duties of a senator or anything. So even though that's been on the sort of margin of the races that have been closely watched, certainly within the realm of possibility. You mentioned the Oregon governor's race, President Joe Biden going out there to help the Democrat, shows the concern the Democrats
Tina
have
Kotek.
Right now. And I think that's right. And I think what you've seen in the Pacific Northwest is somewhat of a response to liberalism. Seattle and Portland during the summer of 2020 watched the relative degree of lawlessness and didn't like it. And, we've seen that, as well in San Francisco. It's sort of backlash even among moderate Democrats to what they see as progressivism kind of taking over and having poor results. So we'll see how much that actually ends up manifesting in those elections. But I think the politics of, to your point, the politics of the Pacific Northwest have shifted some in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I know that there's a very serious attempt to win the state Senate in Oregon, and either a possibility for either of the houses here in the state of Washington. The New York Times this morning had a surprise headline about momentum for the Lee Zeldin campaign for governor. Now, this is governor of New York, where he had been running behind. He's now apparently close to within 10 points. An inconceivable upset?
If Lee Zeldin wins the governorship of New York, you can expect, you know, more than 15 or 20 Republican slips in the House. You can expect a Republican Senate. It will be a very, very good day for Republicans across the country if Lee Zeldin wins in New York. I mean, closing to 10 points than winning a race in New York. I'm trying to... I guess George Pataki was the last Republican governor of the state for, what was it, four terms? but it's a pretty solid blue state.
Yes, it is. Jonathan Allen, appreciate your joining us for this conversation. It will be an interesting couple of weeks. His most recent pieces are linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And again, he's the author of the huge best-selling book, Lucky, about the campaign of 2020. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be talking about the hearings yesterday and also the setback in the Supreme Court of the United States by Donald Trump, despite the fact that he appointed three of those people. We will get to all of that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.